We were scared to come.
Oh, really?
But we've been planning it for a long time.
So, here they are at one of the country's first national parks, and they're happy they did. Thing is, the same is true for about 1.5 million other people since mid-May. Ricardo Reyes and his family are from North Carolina.
I'm amazed. I thought it would be kind of dead a little bit, but it's a lot of people out there.
Over the last couple of weeks, the number of cars entering through the Gardner entrance at Yellowstone National Park are higher than they were at the same time last year. Restaurants have long waits, rafting companies are struggling to find enough workers, and fly fishing guides like Richard Parks, owner of Parks Fly Shop, says, too bad, anglers. There's just as many people casting for Yellowstone brown or cutthroat trout as there's ever been before.
I think we're getting some people that are just refugeeing out of those places.
That's great for his bottom line. Park says he makes between 80 and 90% of his annual earnings between June and September. But at 77 years old, it's also a bit worrisome.
I'm an official old fud that is one of the people inherently more vulnerable than others. And I get a little nervous when I get some mob of people running in with no mask, no apparent care of how many people they shove in the place.
But that's the dance he's having to do. Yellowstone brings in more than $600 million to its surrounding communities every year, most of that in the summer. Nationally, visitorship to national parks generates more than $40 billion annually. And so even while there are concerns, particularly around rural parks like Yellowstone, that outsiders may be bringing in more than just their pocketbooks during the pandemic, it's a risk that many are willing to take. And so far in Yellowstone, it seems to be paying off.
Definitely good for the business community. I think that, you know, in May, they may have thought that they might not make it through the end of the year. And now they're seeing record-breaking numbers.